It's really thrilling to be here. I came here with a specific question about relationship. And the paradox I see is there's certain aspects of my life that I feel very confident, very good about myself. I can put myself out there, set my boundaries, and very clear. When I work in the realm of money, it's like magic to me. I can create it, I can budget it, I can move it. When I'm writing my songs or my poetry or training horses or dogs, all those realms I seem very confident.
So what you're saying relative to those realms is that the ideas that you hold that you would call desire and the beliefs that you hold are all a vibrational match.
Yes.
In other words, there's no contradiction in energy there.
Yes.
Now, can you overlay that same thing over something else?
That's where I'm having a problem. When I take that aspect of myself, which I love, and try to place it into relationship, it seems like that part of me disappears. I all of a sudden am becoming a chameleon to please this other person, to be right for the other person, instead of staying home inside of myself and expressing
all right, now
who I am.
Let's walk back. As you talk about dollars.
Yes.
So there's no one else to please there. In other words, you hold the idea and you find vibrational harmony with it and you allow the dollars to flow.
Yes.
When you're talking about training the horse or training the dog, you're not trying too hard to please them. In other words, you're holding the idea of what you are desiring, and as you are holding yourself in vibrational alignment with that, it occurs.
Yes.
And so when you come into a relationship where there is another person who has interests and desires and beliefs that you're considering, that's where you find it difficult to hold yourself in vibrational harmony with your own desire?
Yes.
It's not uncommon. In other words, the reason that this happens to you is because if someone is loving you, whether it is a grandmother or whether it is a lover, when someone is holding you as their object of attention, and they are feeling appreciation for what you are in this moment, then in that moment, they are connected to source energy. And since they are holding you as their object of attention, they're flooding that source energy all over you. And you say, ooh, this feels very, very good. And there is a natural desire to want to keep doing whatever it is you were doing that got them into that mode of appreciation, because there's a part of you that loves all this connection that everybody's doing. But it gets a little complicated when you begin to discover that you might not hold identical attentions to this other person, which means in order to always get this other's approval, then you always have to anticipate everything that they want. And you have to stand on your head in lots of different ways in order to be in the path of all of that approval. And we say that's when it starts to become awkward and even impossible, because you cannot even anticipate everything that they might want from you, let alone if there are more of them than one or two or three or four or ten, as there are always many relationships in your life experience. So what it comes back around to is you have to decide once and for all that nothing is more important than that you feel good. Feeling good must be the most important thing to you, because until feeling good is the most important thing to you, then you're letting all kinds of things that are outside of you be your influence to guide you, and then it gets very complicated unless there's just one person and you are very good at working to please.
What frightens me the most is I seem to become involved in one abusive, self-destructive relationship after another.
Well, let us give you something here. And as you listen back to this recording, you will notice it, especially as we amplify it here. You are like so many people in that you are describing the reality of what you have been living. You've made so many declarative statements here, as if you are shouting to the universe, this is who I am and this is how it is for me. And the universe just cannot buck your current. In other words, when you've concluded that this is the way that it is, this is the way that it continues to be. So what you have to do is take that statement. In other words, it's all right to begin there by saying, I have experienced so many abusive relationships. But out of that contrast, let your desire be born of what you now want from your next one. And speak that and visualize that, and things then change. So you know what you've lived.
Yeah.
you're amplifying it still further. And it's all right. We've shined the spotlight on it too, but you went for it.
I sure did.
And so out of that keen awareness of all that stuff you no longer want, give us a piece of the clarity of what you know you do want. In other words, if you don't want that, you know you want that. Give us one piece of it. What stands out most in the relationships that you've lived that you know you do not want that gives you a clear statement of what you do want?
Pretty much what you said about standing on your head of giving and giving and giving from every level of my being and having that not come back to me and not be a mutual interaction.
All right, so now put it in the terminology of what you desire. In other words, as you're standing and shouting to the universe, you're offering it vibrationally.
Yeah.
But put your words to it if you can. What are you asking the universe to yield to you, given all of the experience that you've lived? What is the wise determination that you've made, and what is your now request?
You want me to be wise. Okay.
We know that you are. You cannot bang around that much with that much exposure to that much experience without being very wise and very clear and very sure of what you want.
That's true. I want to call in a mate who honors me for who I am, who recognizes my gifts and talents. And
all right, now don't get too big on this, because
okay.
You can keep saying it again and again and again.
Yeah.
We just wanted a piece of it. So
okay.
A piece of it is, I want someone who adores me. I want someone who sees me as I am. I want someone who appreciates the fullness of that which I am.
Yes.
Pretty good statement.
Yes.
Now, you've made a statement. You don't believe it for a minute. In other words,
you're too quick.
The statement is a sharp, clear one. In other words, it was a strong point of determination, but it's not where your familiar vibration is. So now let's begin your work. So now find something. Doesn't really matter what it is.
Yes.
Find something in your memory or make something up, some little interchange that you can focus upon that feels like what you just said you want. In other words, how would that play out? If someone were in your life,
yes,
and they were loving you and adoring you and honoring you in the way that you say you want, how would that play out?
That would play out in that we absolutely, delightfully loved being with each other and doing things together.
All right, now make that. We were talking to a woman one day, and we were wanting to get her into the feeling place of something. And, she said, in response to our prodding, I see two people walking down the beach together. And we said, are you one of them?
I know that scenario.
And so you have this relationship, and you're not together 24 hours a day, but you have this
yes.
relationship, and you're going to have a moment here
yes.
that you're going to describe to us where you feel this appreciation from this person. So just pick it and chew on it and visualize it and milk it for the feeling.
Okay. We are canoeing in the boundary waters and just completely involved in the earth and the riches and the spirit beings and the animals that are all around us, and we're excitedly looking forward to setting up our tent and enjoying the night and sharing our meal.
All right, now this is good. You're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Now this one is looking at you from this place of connection. Describe it further.
There's a deep sense of connection and intimacy, not just on a sexual, sensual level, but the deep friendship and comradeship as though we were one. I mean, I know the idea of soulmates.
All right, now he's looking right at you. He's looking right at
yeah.
you, and you're almost reading what's in his mind because
yeah.
of the expression that you see on his face. And
yes.
so,
yes.
What is that?
It's just sheer delight at being together, that you would rather be with that person than anyone else in the whole world.
And he is that's perfect. He is perfect. We're just wanting to get it turned around
okay.
so that you're milking more the specific rocket that you launched here.
Yeah.
And you've had a great time. He's noticed your skill. He's pleased with your ability to row. He likes your intuition about where to go. He's been enjoying your responsiveness to the animals. You've opened a new awareness in him of all of the deliciousness of that particular experience. He's been complimenting you all over the place about what a fun day this has been. He can't remember the last time that he felt so good. It's so wonderful to be with someone that loves nature in the way that he loves nature. It's so nice to be with someone who wants to feel good as much as you feel good. He is impressed with your clarity and your deftness and your agility and your willingness to play. In other words, milk it. You get a sense of what we're talking.
Yeah,
in other words, when you start getting on that roll, you're there. We were all there for a while. The boat was big enough to hold us all. In other words, you get a sense of what we're talking about.
Yes,
in other words,
I do.
When you get there and you begin to feel something, now remember, you're not doing this in order to get to a different place.
Right.
You're taking this moment in time and you're using it as an opportunity to find vibrational harmony with something that you want. And the more real it feels to you, the more you are in the state of allowing the explicit details of what you've been telling the universe that you want. So not only does it help you get closer to what you are wanting, but it's really, 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 really fun in the doing of it. Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now let's pick one other aspect. Another aspect that you are wanting in a relationship. And let's do the same thing with
okay.
it. Let's bridge it. Bring it closer into vibrational harmony with your desire.
A desire to build a cabin or a home in the woods that involves raising wolves or raising dogs or raising horses.
Now, are we off the subject of relationship or
no.
is this something you're dreaming about within the relationship?
Actually,
in other words,
I'm dreaming about it within... That's my intense desire to be a part of my life, and I feel like it's not complete unless I have that mate that's a part of the picture.
And yet, do you find yourself wondering if there is anyone as strange as you out there?
Yes.
In other words, there is. But the reason that we are putting it in that way is because we feel that by going to that specific vision that you've worked on and you've had so many people sort of tease you about it and not understand about it, that it's sort of about going about the relationship in a hard way. So we would choose something a little softer and a little easier. In other words, what we would encourage you to do is find the mate and then tell him about the wolves.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about in your vision, and you get a sense.
Yeah.
In other words, bringing him in a little more slowly on that. Not because he may not go along with it wholeheartedly, but because you don't think you can find anybody who will.
Yeah,
so you use
true.
It as a way to split your energy right away. So it's like shooting yourself in the foot before you begin.
I get it.
And in a sense, what you're doing is you're almost daring the universe to find someone as weird as you. In other words, we can feel a little rebellion going on within you about
I
all of this.
I do have that part of my nature.
If you're running around feeling broken, then you attract others who see the same, or you attract fixers of broken things. And none of those relationships are very fun.
No.
Oh, in the beginning, sometimes it is soothing to have someone say, oh, you poor thing, you are broken, let me soothe you. But before you know it, you wake up and you don't feel broken, and they're still standing there. They need you to be broken. That was the basis of your relationship,
right.
You see. And so what you're wanting to do is get into this place of feeling very good about who you are. And as you said, you do it so easily relative to that and relative to that and relative to that. You know how to do it. Feel your way through it.
Okay.
Good. Be easy about it.
I will.
You
I
are
am
done.
Complete. Thank you.
We are complete.
This is the science of deliberate creation. Our primary intent with this work is to connect with those who are attracting this information, and Esther and I are most appreciative of the role of your intentions in this joyous, co-creative experience. For additional tapes, CDs, books, videos, catalogs, or to reserve your space at an Abraham Hicks Art of Allowing workshop, please call 755-2299, area code 830, or write to Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690070, San Antonio, Texas. And the zip code is 78269. Also, for an immediate overview of our works, visit our interactive website at www.abraham-hicks.com.